Are you ready, Alabama?
Hello? Who's there? What's going on?
It's time to enter the doghouse.
Whatever's happening here, just knock it off.
Call the big dog now at 866-485-9867.
These kids are weird, man. They're weird.
Live from the Big Dog Production Studios.
I don't.
It's the Tom Abraham Show.
That might be listed in Revelations as the cause for the apocalypse.
Here he is, the head of the household, the Big Dog.
You're the smartest guy I've ever met.
Tom Abraham.
You want me to do this crap?
I guess I'm on here. Am I on? Can somebody respond?
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Football Friday in the Doghouse. And you know what that means? That means football music all show long. And if we're going to have football music, you know what we're going to have. Oh, yeah, we're kicking it off with a little original Monday Night Football music. Don't get any better than that. The London Philharmonic. Good stuff back in the day. 1970, original. Football Friday. Of course, we'll have football music all throughout the show. And, of course, our Friday trifecta. More on that in a moment. If you got an idea of what you want to contribute to the show, we invite you to listen to the guitar. Oh, I get to listen to my headphones. I hope you're listening in the headphones. How good does that sound on the new 103.9, the blowtorch signal? Man. Your number's toll free, 866-485-9867. We also have the entire digital doghouse for you as well. That's our Twitter feed, at Tom Abraham Show. Throw us a follow there if you'd like. Got the Facebook fan page. Show us a like at Facebook.com/ Tom Abraham Show. Your text window is available. 7329-TA-SHOW. 732-982-7469. Doghouse inbox is open. Tom@TomAbraham.com. Don't forget about the ump on Facebook at Facebook.com/ ump sports. On Twitter at ump sports. And online at umpsports.com. Three big weeks to go in the Grand Trifecta, season number two. You got to love that. We're going right through the Super Bowl, right? And whoever's got the most Grand Trifecta points lands a sweet night at the Huntsville Havoc game. Now, that's courtesy of our friends at TOC Sports and the Huntsville Hospital. Now you're saying, Dog, what do you mean 3 weeks? There's only like this weekend and then the Super Bowl, right? Well, yeah, but don't forget the Propfecta. Oh, yeah. Next week we break out four or five really good Super Bowl props, and we call that the Propfecta. And then the following week we'll have the Superfecta. So we've got the Championshipfecta today, then the Propfecta, then the Super Bowlfecta before this whole thing ends. So I have both NFL championship games in there today. Plus, I've got the totals in there as well. So that's four picks, right? We got AFC championship game over under, NFC championship game over under. So there's four picks in there. Each pick is worth 1 point. Get them all and you get a bonus point. So it's a 1-2-3-5 scoring system. No one came close to getting them all last week. In fact, Grumpy only got one pick right. He led by two. He only got one pick right, and he still leads the way with 8 points right now. Hey, Chris and Madison has seven. We got a lot of guys with six, including Badger Larry. Badger Larry didn't even get in last week, and he fell behind by 1 point. I mean, he was two. He was one behind last week. Now he's two behind. But again, let me say this. Between next week's propfecta and the superfecta for the Super Bowl, everyone that is on the board is in play. So get on the board. I mean, you can get there literally from the superfecta because we have so many big points that are available in the superfecta. So there's a lot of meat left on the bone. You can get into this deal. You still got room to make some noise in this thing. All right, let me give you the numbers, and I'll do it in order of the games. The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Jagoff!
Yeah, Jagoff!
How you been, Jagoff?
Get back in your chair, T-Mac. T-Mac just fell out of his chair. He hit the ground. It's a 4-inch chair with 3 inches of padding. He just hit the floor. Jacksonville gets 7.5 now. It came down from 9. 7.5 at New England.
When I suck, I'll retire.
Bullies in the schoolyard can't stop it.
The over and under is 46 and a hook in that one. And then in the late game, the Minnesota Vikings.
It's butt cold out here.
Are -2.5 at Philadelphia. And the over and under there is a paltry 38.5.
Hi, my name is Rocky Balboa, the Italian style.
So those are your picks. So as predicted, Mike Locksley gets the Alabama offensive coordinator gig. The fourth to have it, by the way, in the last 14 months. How crazy is that? The new news is that there will be a co-offensive coordinator. And no, it's not Hugh Freeze, but rather Josh Gattis, a young guy, coming in from James Franklin's staff at Penn State. Gattis was the passing game coordinator over there and the receivers coach for the Nittany Lions. Locksley will work with the quarterbacks. Gattis will get the wide receivers. He also has a strong reputation as a recruiter. He's credited with landing five-star receiver Justin Shorter for Penn State's 2018 class. And Gattis is currently ranked number 14 recruiter in the 24/7 Sports National Ranking of Coaches. And you know how Nick Saban is about making sure that he has solid recruiters. So a young guy here that he's got a reputation as being a very, very good recruiter and can coach him up a little bit. He played at Wake Forest. He was drafted by the Jags.
Jagoff!
Yeah, Jagoff!
How you been, Jagoff?
It's actually the name of a podcast in Pittsburgh. Yeah, Jagoff. Rocky Blyer is on that podcast, among others. And he played a couple of seasons with the Bears as well. So Baker Mayfield wants to be a Dolphin. At least that's what he told Finns wide receiver Kenny Stills, who's also a Sooner, on social media. Get me to Miami, is what Mayfield said. You know, it's not a bad landing place for him, to be honest with you. I know he said something. I didn't even read what he said to clarify it. He clarified it. But, you know, that wouldn't be a bad place for him. Adam Gase is a QB guru, and Mayfield's personality is perfect for South Beach. I mean, that dude, he'd be a rock star there, man. It's starting to look like as many as 5 and potentially a record 6 quarterbacks could be picked in the first round in April. I mean, we know Darnold and Rosen and Josh Allen – and we got to say Baker Mayfield now are locks for the first round. And I'm pretty sure that Mason Rudolph is in play as well. He's the one that nobody wants to talk about. You know, he's the guy I really like. But he's the one that nobody ever wants to talk about is Mason Rudolph. The only reason I don't like him is because he's from Oklahoma State where Brandon Whedon was. And we saw what happened there. I've seen projections of Mason Rudolph to the Buffalo Bills. Well, obviously don't like their quarterback. They've been trying to replace him for 3 years. The wild card, the potential 6th guy, is Lamar Jackson. I mean, you look at some rankings, and Lamar Jackson's ranked in the top 3. Like, he's like right there with Darnold and Rosen. And then others think that he's never going to be a quarterback in the NFL. So who knows? What's crazy is going back 20 years or so, only 50% of first-round quarterbacks make it. It's a 50-50 shot on a QB in the first round. I mean, look at the last 3 years. Got Jameis in 2015. You had Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota. Everybody talks about Mariota, you know, slipping. He has won, what, 19 games over the last 2 years and won a playoff game. Winston hasn't done that well. I still think that they both are potential stars. Winston has had his moments. Mariota's had more moments. The 2016 class, remember the 2016 class? It was Jared Goff, Carson Wentz, and Paxton Lynch in the first round. Well, Goff looked like a complete and total bust as the number one overall pick, but he bounced back that looked great this past year. Carson Wentz is Carson Wentz, and Paxton Lynch looks like a bust. So it's like 1.5 right now. We're not sure. Like, they got a stud in Wentz, a half a stud in Goff. We don't know. Is he the guy from 2016 or 2017? And what looks like a washout in Lynch. And then this past year, Mitchell Trubisky, that certainly is an open book right now. You got Deshaun Watson, who looked wonderful before he got hurt. And Patrick Mahomes, who knows? But we'll look back. We'll go back a little bit. I mean, remind you of some of those guys. Speaking of the NFL draft, 106 juniors have been named eligible for the draft. 106 juniors. A third of them aren't going to get drafted. I mean, that's history. Since they started doing this, that's the way that works. A third of them will not get drafted. So basically about 35, 38 of these guys won't get drafted. Should they be able to re-enter the college? Should they be able to put their names in for the draft without an agent? So, in other words, don't get an agent. Be evaluated. Declare for the draft. And then if you're not picked, should they have a re-entry point? Should they be given like a week or 2 weeks to determine if they'd like to go back to school? I mean, look, in baseball, what do we do in baseball? We draft kids out of high school, right? We draft them out of high school. They decide, do you want to go or no? No, I'm going to go take my scholly. Okay, go take your scholly. No, I'm going to go right to the minor leagues, like a Derek Jeter, or the list goes on and on and on. No, I'm going to go ahead and go pro. I'll take the money and go pro. Okay, fine. No, I want to take my college scholly. I'll go to Vanderbilt. Okay, fine. And then after their third year, they get to go in a draft again. So should a kid, after his, when he's eligible for the draft, should he be able to submit his name? And then if he's not drafted, should he be able to re-enter college? I mean, how about that? Charles in Decatur says, got late into the show. You got to hit that groove again into 5 o'clock. Oh, I'll hit the funk into 5. I will do that. We'll go funk into 5 with the original Monday Night Football, those of you that missed it. Got to weigh in on this Kid Rock so-called controversy with him performing at the NHL All-Star Weekend. And this isn't about the music. I mean, music tastes are what they are. Personally, I like a lot of his stuff. I mean, if you can beep out, like, Cowboy is fantastic. If you can beep out the cuss words in there. I like Kid Rock. All right, for the most part, I like Kid Rock. I think he's an old-school rocker. This guy's 47 years old, old-school rocker. But this isn't about the music, though. What I don't understand is why, when a performer has conservative views, why do we have this uproar all the time? As was reported in ESPN, quote, the 47-year-old singer has drawn attention in the last year for endorsing President Donald Trump. His history of displaying Confederate flags at concerts and his criticism of NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick's protests during the national anthem, and anti-transgender comments made during a So now he's evil. That's it, he's evil. Even though his views are in line with a large portion of the country, more than half, and on some of these things, way more than half, And as for his display of a Confederate flag at his concerts, look, if you think that's racially motivated, that's on you. I mean, the guy's from Detroit, for God's sake. He's from Michigan. Okay? If you think that that flag means racial stuff, then that's you. But the point is, why is it every time a guy has, you know, a guy is selected, he's drawn attention for, you know what? Was there an uproar over the selection of Justin Timberlake to perform at the Super Bowl? And now look, I don't know Justin Timberlake. I'm sure he's a fine man. But he also has strong left-wing leanings. He was a big Hillary supporter, a big Obama supporter. He's championed gay rights during many of his shows. Okay. I mean, no one lost their minds and protested over Justin Timberlake. Oh, my gosh. He supports gay rights, and he supported Obama. He supported Hillary. Oh, this is a bad guy, Kid Rock. He supported Donald Trump. He endorsed our president. Oh, my gosh. I mean, this is America. We get to have differing views. It's the whole point of a free country. So whether it's Justin Timberlake or Kid Rock, but why, if it's a conservative, does it get all of this play? I don't understand it. I really don't. So jump on that if you like. Kicking things off with Steve Merrill from ProSportsInfo.com to give us some insight on the championship games. In the three, we got an open segment to get your picks in as well. Then Mark Burnett from SEC Country on the Mike Locksley move to OC. In the four, we'll open things up on NFL insider Brent Sobolewski, great on the NFL draft as well, from Bleacher Report. And then our SEC insider Josh Ward back in the house. And we'll mix some football and some basketball with him. That cat over there on the other side of the desk, behind the curtain, playing the stacks of wax and the platters that matter, answering those phones and pushing those buttons and keeping us on the air in our palatial blowtorch studios. He's part Italian. He's part Mexican. He's part mutt. His family calls him Antonio Macbeth. To us, he's just Tony Mac.
Kiko, don't be discouraged. The man, he ain't so hard to understand.
Kiss my brown ass.
Do you know who I am?
Who in the blue hell are you?
I'm the producer of this show. If I didn't step up, you're nowhere. I put this thing together out of spit and polish.
What do you call yourself? King, queen, princess, whatever you are?
The tie is tie.
I don't care how many dago, guinea, wop, greaseball, goombas come out of the woodwork.
You don't ever say that to me, bullcrap.
All those of you that know Italians and like Italians, this is your day.
But don't ever take sides with anyone against the family again.
Look, I don't speak Spanish.
How come there ain't no Puerto Ricans on Star Trek?
When you ask me those kind of questions, it really pisses me off.
Tom? Hey, Tom?
Tom, can you get me off the hook? For old time's sake.
You ask a question every week that I don't know anything about.
It should be a friggin' investigation.
We love you! We love you forever and ever!
Say hello to my little friend!
Die is die.
Hey, T-Mac, how you doing today?
Big dog, I'm fantastic. I'm still, you know, talking to the FCC and all that stuff about the Jacksonville audio there. You know what I mean? Trying to clarify.
That's the title of a show.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that until you said it. My eyes got so wide.
Jag off. It's not what you're thinking. It's the name of the show. Yeah, Jag off. That's a Pittsburgh thing. It's funny because they got beat by the Jags. But that's a Pittsburgh radio show, actually, that's titled Yeah, Jagov, which is something that they say a lot, I guess, in Pittsburgh.
That's funny because if you put the YA in front of it and then put it together as a whole name, it kind of sounds like a hockey player. So
it could.
Yeah.
It could sound a little bit like a hockey player. They even got, there's like a, it's in the dictionary somewhere, I think. It's
Jagov.
Yeah, Jagov.
It's in there somewhere. I'm pretty sure that they've got it's in there. I know it's in there somewhere. Wait a minute. Here it is.
According to the Oxford Dictionary, the word jagoff is defined as a noun, which means a stupid, irritating, or...
See? There you go. It's in a dictionary.
Well, if it's official. The music sounded pretty real, so...
Yeah. All right. Well, are you psyched? Are you pumped? Are you stoked or what? Man, you good to go for today or what?
This seems like it's going to be a great show, like they all are. So, absolutely, I'm stoked.
Well, they all are. I mean, you know, sometimes they suck. You know what I mean? But not on Fridays for the most part. I mean, Fridays are usually pretty good shows.
Oh, man. You're just throwing me into it here. It's a good thing I'm always prepared. Always prepared here. 1974 is where we're going to start this thing. Notre Dame beats UCLA and ends the 88-game winning streak. Notre Dame ended two very prominent winning streaks in sports history.
Well, they were at both ends of that. They were the last team to beat them, and then UCLA won 88 games, and then Notre Dame ended its streak. They were at both ends of that that 88-game streak.
I didn't know that. I didn't know they were at the beginning, but I also know that Notre Dame was the one to end Oklahoma's football winning streak, which is still the longest in history. 1977, Ernie Banks was elected into the MLB Hall of Fame.
Yeah, let's play two.
Cub legend. 2002, the Tuck Rule game. 2002, it's already been 16 years. The Tuck Rule game where Brady's fumble was ruled incomplete, and the Pats finished the drive with the game-winning field goal advancing to the AFC Championship game.
Is that today?
Today.
That was today?
16 years ago today. And in 2013, Lance Armstrong admitted to doping in all seven of his Tour de France titles, effectively leading me and the big dog and everybody else in 2018 to the same number of Tour de France titles. And if you told me at 26 I'd have the same number of Tour de France titles as Lance Armstrong, I figured I'd be pretty successful.
It's the scummiest sport of all sports. It's the dirtiest, scummiest sport. And I never bought into it during all that Lance. Look, I understand he's gotten one nut and, you know, and he had the cancer and everything else. I get that. And that's all fine. But I never bought into him. I never. And people who have been a long time listeners to this show remember me long before I used to say, you know what, Lance Armstrong, BS. Dirty as dirty can be. I was saying that literally 5 years before all of that crap went down.
That's crazy, too, because it makes it worse that he would come out for a long time, would come out in the media and tell everybody and just everybody who accused him of doing it. And he wouldn't just deny it. He would berate people that would accuse him of doing it. And it turns out he was doing it. So it makes him even worse. There's a couple birthdays today. 1992, Sean Johnson, Olympic gold medalist, gymnast of the Beijing Olympics is what I remember from, 26 years old today. And in 1932, still kicking at 86 years old, Joe Schmidt was born, NFL Hall of Fame linebacker for the Lions. Actually coached him for a few years, too.
That's one of Wolverine Dan's favorite persons in the whole world. I mean, Wolverine Dan got to go change his pants now because you said Joe Schmidt. I mean, that's just drips 60s. Detroit Lions. How about Todd from Gunnersville on the text window on the way back from Nashville with a load of milk? And I got you loud and clear on the FM at exit 22.
Wow.
That's 22 miles into Tennessee. Okay. Exit 22. I know exit 22 well. That's on I-65, 22 miles into Tennessee. And he's listening to us on the FM there. I mean, I'm telling you, man.
We are.
Blow torch.
Jeez, we are a blowtorch.
Yeah, you think I was making it up? The guys are testifying. It's not me. I mean, they're testifying. All right, do you got anything else? You got any other things or what?
No, that's it.
Dead people, birthday, anymore? Okay. All right. That's a good job on you. All right, let me get Wolverine Dan in here quick because he's going to lead us off in this thing. So let me get this, and then we'll get Rick, and then we'll get to our buddy Steve Merrill. Wolverine Dan, welcome to the show. How are you, man?
I got my Schmidt's football card, okay? He's wearing a helmet with no face guard.
I have a Mike Schmidt football card as well from back in the day, but he has a face mask on that one.
Not this one. It's old Tom one. I think it's his rookie card. Yeah. Anyway, a couple of things. You're speaking of Kid Rock. Look, Google up a map of Michigan. My town, Ellen Park, was right next to Taylor, Michigan, and that's where Kid Rock grew up. He went to Taylor Truman High School, and they call Taylor, the city of Taylor, Taylor, Tucky. A lot of Southern people lived in Taylor, okay? So that's south of Detroit, and we're called River Rats.
Yeah. He's a huge Red Wings fan. He played at the opening of the Little Caesars Red Wings stadium there, and he's a big Red Wings fan. That was one of the reasons why they picked him to perform at the at the All-Star game. He's a big hockey guy. Loves hockey.
And you know what? I'll do my little political stint here, and then we'll get to the football take. All right, you left-winger tree huggers. Hey, listen, you might not like what's going on, But how's your 401k looking, brother?
But that's all right,
I'm sure you're pretty happy with that extra coin in your pocket, aren't you? So shit. All right, let's move on.
That's a great point. Yeah, all these people in Hollywood that are making millions and millions of dollars now on their in the market and in their 401ks and everything else. They're pissing and moaning. Now all of a sudden, wait till they see their new taxes when that thing kicks in next month, and all of a sudden their checks are 15% higher, then they can complain more.
Well, I got a great idea, Tom. Oh, hey, you got that extra money in your pocket? Well, why don't you put your money where your mouth is? Well, you want to bring them in? Put them in your house. Build some extra quarters. Take care of these people. Spend some of that money that you're keeping. Put your money where your mouth is. No, you like to spend my money, you losers. Anyway, let's move on. All right, too much political. Let's talk football. Hey, I'm telling you right now, Tom Brady, I don't care if he had one arm behind his back and he had both these legs cut off at the knee. He still win, okay? I'm going to tell you what, Tom. Marcus Mariota was on his back 6 times when they played New England just recently, okay? This defense is starting to step up toward the end of the year. They still playing better, and he put Marcus Mariota down 6 times on the carpet. And if I'm not mistaken, didn't the Titans beat the Jaguars twice?
They did beat the Jaguars. So I'm going to go out on a limb and say that you're picking.
When I suck, I'll retire.
You're picking the Pats in that one, and you're going to lay the 7.5. Oh,
of course I will. Why not?
Yeah, I hear you. All right, what about this? Over or under 46.5 points?
Yeah, that's easy. The Pats will score 36, and then maybe they might score 10, Jaguars. They got no quarterback.
So you're going over?
Yeah, I'm going to go under. I'll go under.
Oh, you're going to go under. Okay. All right, the Vikings minus 2.5 at the Eagles.
Same team, either side, different color jersey. But it's home field ice. I'll take Philly.
All right. Over or under 38.5?
Well, it's going to be in the under because it's a defensive battle and those quarterbacks can't put up a lot of points. All right, so it's under. Now, before I hang up, I'm sorry about the rant I had about a minute or two ago, but think about what I said, everybody. Put in your pipe and smoke it and see what how's it taste. Because I'm telling you right now, things are getting better. And they can't stand it, all right? So get over it. Get on the bandwagon with us and make this country great again. See you later.
Wolverine Dan. All right, let me get Rick in North Fort Myers to get his picks in here quick. Rick, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, Tim, I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
I am fantastic.
Hey, Goldberg going into the WWE Hall of Fame. Did you hear about that?
Who is going in?
Goldberg.
Oh, really? Well, yeah, he should
be.
Yeah, I bet that was part of the deal when he came back. He said, look, I'll come back for a little bit and help you out last summer, and then put him in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, well, they did that with the WCW favorite Sting a couple of years ago. They brought him back, and then they put him in the Hall of Fame the next year.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, you ready to get your picks in?
I am indeed.
The Jags get 7.5 at the Patriots.
Jaguars, and it'll be over.
If I saw myself in clothes like those, I'd have to kick my own ass.
Over? You said over, okay. The Vikings minus 2.5 at the Eagles.
Win with the Vikings.
It's butt cold out here.
Over or under 38.5.
And based on last week, I'm going over with that.
Going to go over with that based on last week on the Vikings side, not on the Philly side. Remember, Philly won, 15-10 against Atlanta, so that was a low-scoring game. So, all right, man, good stuff. Appreciate you. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too, Tom.
All right, when we come back, Steve Merrill will join us. He's up next, and we'll get his thoughts on these games as well. It's the Tom Abraham Show right here at 730-1039. Yep.
They are WUMP 730 and 1039. The UMP.
Madison RV.
You're a savvy buyer waiting for the right time to buy an RV. Well, your wait is over. Find unbelievable prices during Madison RV's end-of-year clearance sale. Every Madison RV on the lot is marked down. All motorhomes, fifth wheels, and travel trailers. You'll never find a better time for inventory, price, and financing. There's still plenty of time for tailgating and camping. Don't miss Madison RV's end-of-year clearance sale going on now.
You've been wanting to enhance your new truck. So start 2018 off in style with Truck Gear by Lineup.
From tonneau covers to toolboxes and a full line of truck accessories with that same great Line-X quality that you already know, Line-X of Huntsville will give your truck that rugged look and custom styling you've been longing for. Call 256-721-1331 or stop by and see me, Susie, at Line-X of Huntsville on Research Park Boulevard.
Nothing protects like Line-X.
Valley Equipment Rental is a family-owned and operated business proudly serving all the Tennessee Valley. Basing the business on you, the customer, Valley Equipment Rental caters to do-it-yourselfers, contractors, landscapers, and homeowners. No job is too big or too small. You'll find the right equipment at the right price at Valley Equipment Rental. Call today, 256-964-6081. Valley Equipment Rental in Huntsville, 256-964-6081. Or online at valleyequipmentrents.com.
I've had this law practice well over 30 years now.
Lackey Law Firm founder and my dad, Gary Lackey.
From the beginning, it's always been about helping people in need and giving solid advice to every client. Our first job is to make sure you know your rights.
I'm Justin Lackey. One of those principles Dad always taught us was that every client is as important as another. The initial consultation is free, and if we take on your injury case, you won't pay us anything unless we recover money for you.
Like father, like son, like daughter. I'm Jennifer Lackey. Hurt in a car wreck? You owe it to yourself to visit our website. You'll see an impressive list of success stories. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be provided is greater than the quality of legal services to be performed by other attorneys.
No matter where your case is in North Alabama, we may be able to help. Visit us at thelackeylawfirm.com, L-A-C-K-E-Y.
Or reach us at 1-800-4-RIGHTS, 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
It's the Tom Abraham Show.
Every afternoon is pregame with the big dog. The Tom Abraham Show bites back weekdays 2 to 6
on Sports Radio 730 and 1039 The Ump.
Catholic Charities is committed to providing life's basic needs. We teach social independence and encourage our clients to want more for their lives and the lives of their families. We seek to break down the walls of division that keep our sisters and brothers excluded or rendered disposable by our society.
We thank you for bringing us all here today, letting these people understand how Catholic Charities runs and how important these people are to the people in the neighborhood. And we ask you to guide them, to protect them, and keep them here forever because this community needs them. And we ask you to bless every single person, whether they're here for help or they're an employee or a volunteer.
Visit www.catholiccharitiesusa.org to learn more.
Weather is sponsored by KFC. KFC's signature pot pie is filled with delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken and veggies and topped with golden flaky crust. All for just $3.99. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
The weather not as cold today. Mostly sunny this afternoon, the high at 49. Fair tonight, the low at 30. And for the weekend, the warming trend continues. A mixture of clouds and sunshine tomorrow and Sunday. The high tomorrow 52, the high Sunday 61. Rain likely Monday, the high 62. I'm James Spann on Sports Radio 730 and 1039 The Ump.
Hey, it's our time. Call the big dog now at 866-485-9867. Here's Tom Abraham.
Look, it's the greatest fight song in college, right? It's the greatest fight song ever. I mean, this is not a fan. You're not talking from a fan standpoint. It is the greatest fight song ever. It is. I've always put that one number one. Hail to the Victors number two. For me, yay, Alabama number three. I love USC's fight song. There's others as well. But, you know, I think that Notre Dame and Michigan's are the two greatest fight songs in college football. And it is Football Friday, so we got all fight songs throughout the day. No fight song, though, for Steve Merrill. He's just Steve Merrill. I don't know if they, maybe ProSportsInfo.com has their own fight song. I don't know. Steve, welcome to the show. How are you?
I need some theme music.
You do need a theme. We just should have some kind of a theme for you, you know, something that you can roll with here. Man, what the Dogs were 2-2 last week. Is that the way it ended up going down, I think, in the divisional playoffs? Some surprising results, obviously, with Jacksonville, but the suddenness in the way that Vikings-Saints game ended was incredible. And some people were at 4.5, 5.5. No, of course, no extra point. And the game also, I think, went over. It was like 47.5 or something like that, right? And that play pushed it over. There was a lot on the line there at the end.
Yeah, the line went from 5 to 5.5 on Saturday afternoon. So basically all day Sunday, it was 5.5, and it even briefly touched 6 in some spots. So I'd say 90% of the people that played that game had 5.5 on either side. So the extra point not being attempted made the difference for hundreds of millions of dollars and basically everyone who had a bet on the side in that game. And what a ridiculous situation it was to start with. First of all, Minnesota obviously could have walked the ball in the end zone. The Saints weren't going to care. I think their nose tackle was the punter at that point. They only had like 7 guys out there. However, there should have been a penalty on Stephon Diggs throwing his helmet, which is not only a penalty but a dangerous play when he scored. So the ball should have been at the 17 and not the 2, which means that, you know, the Vikings definitely take the knee. Luckily, they still did that. Because it would have been a classless move to run it in, obviously. But the NFL needs to look at that. I understand why they do the extra point, because like the 10th tiebreaker on the list in regulation, during the regular season, rather, is point differential. So it could make a difference. But come playoff time, it makes no difference.
Exactly.
And what makes no sense to me also is that in overtime, if they win by 6 in a regular season game, they don't kick the extra point. So why is it different when you're up by 5 with no time remaining?
Yeah, and one of the reasons they need to deal with it, in my opinion, I think they should deal with it, is because it does give the impression that it has to do with the line, especially right in the playoffs, because you're sitting here and saying, I get it. I understand point differential during the season. And that's why teams usually will go ahead and kick that point or go for two or whatever it is that they're going to do. But it is, like you say, it's meaningless in the playoffs. So what are you telling me? You know, you tell me something here. Don't piss on my back and tell me it's raining.
Plus, why don't you do it in overtime in the regular season when they win by 6?
Yeah, exactly.
That makes no sense. And I think the reason, of course, is because of the new overtime rules. It happens more. You hardly ever had a team win by 6 before, but it still doesn't make any sense. But then again, you come into the weird situation where I think the rule now in the NFL is if you run it back, it's 2, correct? So if it's a 2-point game or a 1-point game, you have to attempt it because the other team could still win.
Yeah. Well, and the other part, I mean, you keep saying 6 in overtime. But it could be winning by 3, right? If the other team kicked a field goal, then you go down the field and you score a touchdown. Now you're up 3, and we know how many games sit on 3, 3.5, 2.5. So you wonder, okay, why aren't you kicking it the extra point to make it a 4-point game when you would do that if it were the last play of the game?
Right. You just have to have consistency. And plus, the bigger thing of all of this is what a logistical nightmare that was with the game. Basically, everyone thinks it ended. You have hundreds of people on the field.
Yeah.
It's just not good for the sport, it's not good for the league, and it's not fair, really, to either team.
Yeah, it looks silly. Now the Vikings take that, you know, they collapsed in the second half. I mean, Case Keenum turned into a backup quarterback, and they collapsed in the second half, yet they go to Philadelphia as a 3-point favorite, and I'm sitting here thinking, what am I missing? That's outdoors, that's on grass, that's a, you know, different surface for them, for the Vikings. That Philadelphia, I mean, the travel agencies are even warning people about going to Philadelphia. That's a crazy place to play. And that's a pretty fair football team over there. I think that, you know, the quarterback's kind of almost, you know, Nick Foles kind of almost offsets Case Keenum. The defenses are pretty close. I'm shocked at the line.
Yeah, it's interesting. Before the Saints-Vikings game took place on Sunday, the bettable look-ahead line was New Orleans or Minnesota. Both were going to be a 3-point road favorite at Philly. So this line is exactly where the look-ahead line was. It was a tale of two halves for the Vikings. You could see that maybe that line would be bumped down a little bit because they didn't look good in the second half. But this is where the line was going to project it to be. Now, home dogs in the NFL playoffs continue to cash. The Eagles won outright in that role last week. It's almost a 70% play against the spread for several decades now, playing home underdogs in the NFL playoff games. What's interesting about this spot, though, I think, is the matchup. Both defenses are solid. Minnesota, as good as any defense in the league. Not quite as much so in road games, but they still have only allowed about 18 points a game this season. Nick Foles played extremely well last week, had a quarterback rating of over 100, no interceptions. Now, he didn't throw any touchdowns, but he didn't make mistakes either. In fact, he averaged almost 2.5 yards per pass more and had a much higher quarterback rating than Matt Ryan for the Falcons. So Foles has now played well in 2 of his 3 full games this season. Giants, and in that game, he had a bad game against the Raiders and limited action against the Cowboys, didn't look good in Week 17. So he's going to probably be the key to this game. Case Keenum has been solid all season, obviously does not play like a backup quarterback. And what's really impressive about Keenum, he and Tom Brady are the two best quarterback ratings in the league this year against pressure, when teams are bringing pressure. So he's been very poised, and the Eagles have the fourth best pressure defense for opposing quarterbacks in the league. Jacksonville is up there as well in the other game. So that's a matchup I think that's going to be worth watching.
Yeah, and turnovers is always a thing, obviously, in all of football. But in this game, it seems to be a big deal as well. Whereas the Eagles have a distinct advantage there. I think they've got 31 takeaways to only 20 for the Vikings, or 19 for the Vikings, something like that. I think the Vikings were plus 5 and the Eagles are plus 11. So this game, even more so, you know, you're kind of looking for that one turnover. If you think that Case Keenum's going to turn this ball over at some point in time, you know, you might like the Eagles.
Yeah, and fumbles are about 90% random. Research shows that fumbles in the NFL are about 90% random. So a lot of times you can find some value because of that. But obviously interceptions are not random for two reasons. First of all, some pass defenses are better than others. And then more importantly, some quarterbacks are better than others. Carson Wentz obviously did not make many mistakes this year. That's why, once again, I think the real X factor is Nick Foles. Two of the three full games he's played this year, he's looked really good against the Giants, and then last week against the Falcons, he's had a 4-0 touchdown interception ratio in those two games. He did not turn the ball over. That's going to be the key here. Keenum also not too big on making mistakes, and as I mentioned earlier, he's very good against pressure. So I think this line of three looks pretty solid right now. What's interesting about the line movement, there were briefly some 3.5s out there earlier in the week. Midweek Minnesota was 3 minus money. Now Minnesota is 3 plus money. So there is the possibility that we could see some 2.5s by the time this game kicks off on Sunday evening, although I think it probably holds steady on 3. Right now the consensus I'm seeing is pretty much evenly split 50-50 on both teams from the public. And as you know, Tom, the odds makers do not like to move on and off that key number of 3, as nearly 10% of the time NFL favorites win by exactly 3 points.
Steve Merrill with us, ProSportsInfo.com. I can't recall 38.5, something like that. I mean, that's a really low number. And I know that these are two of the top 5 defenses in the league. Still, man, it's like one scoop and score or one stupid score or something, you know, kind of throws that into a tizzy. That's a low number.
Very low number, and it quickly went up this week from 38 up to 39, but now it's starting to drop back down. We see some 38.5s out there. It looks like the public is going to be on the over in both games, a little more so in the Patriot game. Only about 55% of the public consensus is on the over here in the Minnesota game. And I think one of the reasons is obviously Philly had such a low scoring, you know, a 15-10 game against Atlanta last week, lots of field goals. Keep in mind, though, the public is normally on the over. Last week there was one NFL game in which the public consensus was on the under. That was the Jacksonville-Pittsburgh under 41. Jacksonville went over the total on their own after playing a 10-3 game the week before.
Good stuff. All right, now speaking of numbers going down, this number has come down in the AFC game. It was around 9, I remember. It seemed like for the longest time. Now down to 7.5. And I started, like, about midweek, I started getting this vibe, you know, this Jags vibe with their defense and the ability to run the ball inside. And I don't care about this, the hand thing with Brady. You know, I don't trust any of that. I don't think that that's a big deal necessarily. But, you know, the ability of the Jags to run the ball inside and their defense, which is, you know, gives everybody fits. I started thinking that the Jags might be the right side here. Now, I think the Patriots were like 11-5 against the line this season, which is really a huge number. But so I'm kind of perplexed by this 7.5.
Yeah, the Patriots have been on a roll. They've covered 4 straight, 6 of their last 7. Jacksonville, meanwhile, just 1-3 against the number of their last 4. Who would have thought the Patriots would be the better point spread team than Jacksonville when they're both in the AFC title game? I mean, you would think Jacksonville would be like 16-0 against the number, because what a surprise season it's been. They're 12-6. They've got more wins already than the last 3 years combined for that franchise. Yet New England just keeps churning away. The defending Super Bowl champs, their 12th AFC title game in the past 17 years, yet they're still 12-5 against the number this year in 17 games. They've been a huge money maker. And this line is dropping, as you mentioned, because of the Tom Brady hand injury. He got injured on Wednesday in practice, apparently on a handoff. He hurt his right thumb. He did not practice Thursday. I did several shows this morning on Friday. The line was 7.5, 46.5. Now, as of Friday afternoon, it's 7-45. The total is finally starting to drop. My guess is he probably didn't practice today or something. I haven't looked into it yet because, like you, I'm not too worried about that injury. I think he's going to play. One thing that's very telling for me, Tom, is that they did not put a third quarterback on the roster. So they're obviously not too concerned. And what's also interesting about the line move, yes, the point spread went from 8.5 to 7.5 on Thursday when this news came out. The total did not move a single point. It stayed solid at 46.5. So obviously the sharp money wasn't worried about it, but we have seen it come down to 45 now, which is interesting. I think the bigger reason the point spread is dropping is because if you like Jacksonville, why not play plus 7.5 or plus 8? You have no risk because 7 is such a key number. You want to lock in that extra half point. And then if Brady maybe doesn't play or is injured, you're just getting a bonus because then the line probably is pick 'em. So I think that's why we've seen the number come down. When he warms up on Sunday and plays, I think it probably goes back up to 7.5 or 8.
Steve Merrill, ProSportsInfo.com. Steve, tell them how they can get a hold of you. I know you're rocking and rolling in the college hoop and in the NBA. Tell them how they can get a hold of you and take advantage of your picks.
Yeah, All Sports, a great time of year to be an All Sports client with football and basketball. Full details on my website, ProSportsInfo.com. Get all of my best bets right now with detailed analysis on my website, ProSportsInfo.com.
All right, there you go. Steve, I appreciate you, man. Next week, one of my favorite segments when we talk about the props. We can talk about a bunch of Super Bowl, the early Super Bowl props next week.
Start doing that YouTube research on the national anthem.
There you go. There you go. All right, man. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks. He's the prop master. That's good stuff. All right, let's get a break. We'll come back with more right after this. 730-1039 AM.
WUMP Sports Radio. The op.
Madison RV introduces you to a new way of buying with a new dealership, Southern RV Wholesale. RV sold at direct discount prices to the public. Join the official grand opening this week on Jordan Lane in Huntsville, where we'll have hot dogs, drinks, and the best prices in town. If you're in the market for an RV, this is a must stop for you. Madison RV will also be celebrating on its lot with grand opening savings. Southern RV Wholesale's grand opening sale this week.
Your trees look great.
Thanks. They're from Indian Creek Wholesale Nursery. They have the best selection of trees and bushes.
But isn't it a bad time to plant?
No way. Now's the best time to plant trees and other shrubs. Check them out on Slaughter Road in Madison, in Brownsboro on Highway 72 across from Madison County High School, and their brand new location on Florence Boulevard in Florence.
Let's go now.
Okay, I'll drive. And you can check them out online at IndianCreekNurseryAL.com.
When you want the best in college football, you say Roll Tide. When you want the best in boating, you say Irwin Marine. Irwin Marine sails on beautiful Lake Gunnersville. A full selection of new and used boats with supplies, accessories, and everything you need for the water.
Visit us online at IrwinMarineSales.com.
Or stop by our showroom on Highway 431 on Lake Gunnersville. And while you're here, take a tour of our recently improved storage at Sunrise Marina. Irwin Marine Sails. Life is truly better on a boat.
As a small business owner, you're always on the go. So how can you make sure you never miss a customer's call? Grasshopper. That's right. With Grasshopper, you get all of the features of a business phone system that's affordable and incredibly easy to use directly on your cell phone. You get a toll-free or vanity phone number that's memorable and professional. Customers are forwarded to your phone and connected to your team. And you can work from anywhere using Wi-Fi calling or our desktop app. And with our mobile app, your outgoing calls and texts show up as your professional phone number. Voicemails are transcribed and sent to your email so you can determine their importance at a glance. So whether you're on the go or working from home and need to keep business calls separate, or you simply want a professional tone, Grasshopper makes it happen. Set up your account in just minutes. There are no long-term contracts and support is 24/7. Get your calls, stay connected, thrive. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. grasshopper.com/radio.
Hello, I'm Hector Elizondo, Emmy Award-winning actor, and I want to talk to you about getting older. My body hurts, my joints ache, and sometimes I forget.
I forget that doing all your own scenes for a movie isn't always the best decision. Especially when you're galloping side saddle down a countryside road on a horse named Archibello, who seems to have only one speed, high. And pulling on his reins only seems to encourage him to go even faster. So, of course, my body hurts and my joints ache, but it's not because of my age. It's because I'm living my life. Oh, Archibello!
Don't let life pass you by. Take care of your brain health. It may just help you stay on top of your game.
As soon as this scene wraps, I'm going to kiss the ground, thank Archibello for his outstanding performance, feed him a carrot, and visit brainhealth.gov.
Find out how you can make the most of your brain as you age at brainhealth.gov.
This is Mike Keith, voice of the Tennessee Titans.
A bullet from Mariota to Matthews.
Now you can hear every
touchdown Titans
on our new home, Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Ump.
The weather not as cold today. Mostly sunny this afternoon, the high at 49. Fair tonight, the low at 30. And for the weekend, the warming trend continues. A mixture of clouds and sunshine tomorrow and Sunday. The high tomorrow 52, the high Sunday 61. Rain likely Monday, the high 62. I'm James Spann on Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Ump.
The Tom Abraham Show is back. Listen at your own risk.
Let's get an update with T-Mac. We call this little ditty a Doghouse Sports Report.
Auburn offensive analyst and former offensive coordinator will leave Auburn again, this time for the offensive coordinating spot at UTSA, and that is Al Borges. Alabama will reportedly hire Josh Gattis, Penn State's wide receiver coach, as the co-offensive coordinator and wide receiver coach for the Crimson Tide. Gattis is known to do well on the recruiting trail as well. Auburn's new athletic director joked as he was being introduced that he and Gus Malzahn are already talking about the new football facility. Green may have been smiling, but he repeated a few times that this will be an early focal point as his new gig as the athletic director at Auburn. 2019 6'2", 330-pound defensive lineman DJ Dale from Clay Chalkville has finally received an offer from Alabama. He's already received offers from Auburn, Ole Miss, Tennessee, and Louisville. And small details of Gus Malzahn's 7-year, $49 million contract are getting out. You know, like the Auburn president Steve Leith not signing it yet. And Steve says that it's definitely not guaranteed. It's a little more than 50% guaranteed, but way less than 100%. I'm Tony Mack. That is your Doghouse Sports Report.
All right, T-Mac, a couple of notes here. Did you see the New York Yankees are now the official favorites to win the World Series? They're at 9-2 in Vegas to win the World Series. That means the evil empire is officially back. The Dodgers are second, with the Indians and Astros tied for third. You can get the Braves, though, at 101. 101. They're tied with the Padres for 25th. That's not worse. I mean, the Chicago White Sox, the Cincinnati Reds, the Detroit Tigers, and the Oakland Athletics are 125-1. So they're worse than the Braves and the Padres. So, you know, so you're saying there's a chance is what I'm trying to tell you. There's a chance.
But as a Braves fan, I do, and maybe you do as well. Do you feel a little deflated after the whole, international thing happened and the prospects were kind of raided away from the Braves? I feel like it deflated my hopes a little bit.
Well, yeah, but sometimes when stuff like that happens, you know, teams can bounce back fast. And they can. I just would like to see them approach 500. You know what I mean? Somehow, some way, if they could just figure out a way to get to 80 game, you know, just be a better, you know, just approach 500. What irritates me about it is with the Braves is that they're like a small market team. They act like a small market team. They're not a small market team. You know, why Atlanta's like a top 10, they're like a number 9 market in the country. Why are they acting like a small market team? I don't get it. And I don't get why people like the Phillies and the Marlins in their own division, I mean, they're thought of higher than them. And in the Tampa Bay Rays are 40-1. You know, the Milwaukee Brewers are 33-1. The Colorado Rockies, by God, are 28-1. I mean, come on, man. Boston Red Sox, if you need them, are 12-1. I'll tell you the two teams that I think are the best values, the Chicago Cubs at 8-1 and the Washington Nationals at 10-1. I think the Nationals are going to break through one of these times, right? You would think. The Mets are 25-1. Kansas City Royals, right? They just won a World Series a couple of years ago. Now they're 50-1. That sucks. All right, hour number one is in the hopper. Coming up, our guest in the next segment is you. Open lines. Jump in at 866-485-9867. Jump on the Friday Trifecta next right here at 7:30, 103.9 AM.
And 103.9, The Ump. More sports. It's now time for Time to Kill with Arky Shea.
The NBA All-Star Game is going to have a little bit of a different flair. They are going to have a captain draft. LeBron James and Steph Curry have won the captainship, and they will draft from the pool of starters and non-starters before the All-Star Game. And that's all great and good, but Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner, has missed on one intricate step. It's not on TV. The actual draft will not be able to be seen on TV, much different than what the NHL draft does, and that is exactly what we need for this. This is the high school drama that NBA has created over the last couple of years, so why not feed into it more? These are millionaires who might get their feelings hurt, but who doesn't want to see LeBron James over and over again not pick Kyrie Irving?
Don't miss the Cube Show with Cole Kubelik and Arky Shea. Weekday morning, 6 to 10 a.m. only on The Ump.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
I met someone. You hear it a lot from people on Match, because more people have met their someone on Match than any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection, and Match is not only number one in first, but second dates too. Now here's a free offer for our listeners. Go to match.com/view for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search, view photos, and connect. This free offer is found at match.com/view. That's match.com/view. Match.com/view.
At the Home Depot, free carpet installation means free carpet installation. And free includes clearing out furniture, ripping out old carpet, hauling it away, even carpeting stairs with no hidden fees. Free installation on carpet $699 or more means free installation only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately.
For many businesses, hiring is tough. You want access to highly qualified candidates fast. And you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, delivering 6 times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards.
The success of any team is a strong foundation, and fixing the small problems before they become big problems. And the same is true with your house. Kennedy & Son Structural Solutions is the team to tackle all your home repair needs. Waterproofing, crawl spaces, lintel lift repairs, and more, with quality service and a lifetime guarantee. Kennedy & Son says, if we can move it, we can fix it. Call the right play and call them today. 256-964-3929 or online at DonKennedySons.com.
If you ever want to buy a house or a car, you're going to want to know your credit score. If there's a mistake on your credit report, you could pay more in interest rates and fees than you have to. Where can you go online to quickly get your credit score and credit report for free? CreditKarma.com/radio. Check it whenever you like. It's free and there's no catch. Don't get an unwanted surprise about your credit score. Go to creditkarma.com/radio. That's creditkarma.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Marion Platt, and welcome to Heartbeat. It's been said that a picture is worth a thousand words. Think about some of the more stunning photos you've seen lately. What have those pictures communicated to you? The photographer searches for the perfect shot just so she can speak through her lens. Did you know that God created the earth and all its beauty to try to communicate to us? You'll agree that while a photograph of the Grand Canyon can be great, it will pale in comparison to the real thing seen with your own eyes. Look around. What is God saying to you today through the majesty of His creation? Heartbeat is brought to you by
the WUMP Madison, W28OBA Madison Huntsville, a Cumulus station, Sports Radio 730 and 103.9, The Op.